Please be seated. For some of you, you may not know that I am not a farmer. My aunt had a farm when I was a child, and I used to wash her walls so she wouldn't make me work in the garden. So that tells you how much I am not a farmer, just so you know. So I was in my mid-20s and staying at a friend's house who had a farmhouse, and she had a goat. And I was by myself, and I looked out, and there is the goat on the main highway. Now, knowing that I care about animals, I could not let the goat just get hit. So I got the rope, and I went out and got the goat very carefully. It was a billy goat. So I got the rope around the goat's neck and dragged it back to the backyard, where I had to take the other end of the rope and tie it to a brick. I started to bend over, and the billy goat started to knock me over. And so I very carefully stooped down and tied the rope to the brick. And then, as I was starting to move, the goat stood on the brick that landed on my foot. So there I was with the goat on the brick, with my foot stuck, and saying, okay. So I very carefully, because again, I can't bend over, wiggled my foot out from underneath the brick, and just as I was getting away, the billy goat decided to spray. I do not like goats. It was not a good experience. However, so when this gospel reading came back about the goats and the sheep, I could say, okay, God, I got it. I understand, Jesus, why you said we're going to separate these two. Because goats can be problems. But if you know enough about these two animals, they can be raised together. Sheep and goats, they are in the pastures together. But at night, they separate them. And the reason is that goats need more warmth and care, whereas sheep can endure a lot. Which as Christians, you know, we can identify. We have to endure a lot, even in life. And so with this, goats and sheep both have the same potential. In fact, goats give better milk. They have more milk to give. They also have good meat. However, if they're a billy goat and aren't fixed, you don't want the meat. I read that. And so they could do a lot of good, but they also are more troublesome. Goats like to get in other people's pastures. They like to climb high on roofs, and they create much more havoc for the shepherd than the sheep do. And sheep are much more able to be in relationship. Sheep are relational. They know who their shepherd is, and they respond to the shepherd, and they do what the shepherd wants them to do. Goats can be ornery. And I think that's like us with people. And in one of the commentaries, a woman wrote, I wonder if I'm both sheep and goat, and where do I fit in? Because I think we all have that potential. We all have the potential to be goats, to ignore that which we are supposed to be doing, and we can be sheep. We can do what God asks us to do. And I think it's seasonal. Christmas time, it's much easier to think about feeding the hungry. Thanksgiving, we bring extra food in for those that may be going without food. We worry about gathering sweaters and coats for those who may be cold. We look at visiting the sick because it's flu season and people are in hospitals and things seem to be happening. So it's much easier to do this in seasonal times than in the summer or in the times where we get so busy that we forget about caring for others. And it's about relationships. When Jesus, which is Christ the King, sits at the end and says, I am going to judge you. I am going to look back at that life that you have lived, and I will make the decision whether you are a sheep or whether you are a goat. And we don't like to think about that, because we like to think that as long as we're going along, we're doing okay. But we have to look at the times that we're given opportunities and we walk away. The times where there may be somebody that's hungry and we know about it, and we say, oh, somebody else will take care of it. Or the times that we know that we have a friend who needs us to sit with them. They may not be physically sick, but they need time for someone just to listen. And we say, oh, I've got to go shopping and I've got all this stuff to prepare for Christmas and I don't have time. It's within those little things, those little opportunities, that we have to really think and examine our conscience about where have we been. Where is Jesus in these moments? And this is the end of the liturgical season, much like we're going to end this year on New Year's Eve and start. We always examine, what have we done this year? This is our opportunity as a community to look back and say, where have we seen Jesus in our lives and responded? And where have we missed opportunities? Because we all are going to be there at final judgment. And it's not that we should do things because we don't want to end up in hell. Because that's easy to do, and believe me, I was raised there. And I don't want to do it out of fear. I want to do it out of love. That God wants us to be in relationship with God. And the way we can be in relationship is by being in relationship with each other. The other may not look like us, may not talk like us, may not be the same color as us, may not have the same religion that we do, but God is within each one of us. And it's that that we have to respond to. Those are the opportunities that we have to be awake and conscious to respond to. Because just as that goat went away, and I had to catch it to bring it back, God wants us to catch every one of us. God wants us to see the God within each of us and respond to him and bring him back to safety. To tie him up and to say, you belong here. You're one of us, and we need to take care of you. It's this message on the Feast of Christ the King. Not the God that sits on a throne and has a crown and all the jewels, but the Jesus of humbleness who said, feed my sheep. Take care of my flock. That's what we're being asked to do as Christians. And it's this time on the Feast of Christ the King that the humble King asks us to remember to see God in everyone we meet and to respond to the needs of the world around us. And it is trying times, and we have a responsibility as Christians to do this. This is what this gospel is to remind us, that we will be judged. But we also have been given the opportunity, with the many gifts that we are given, to take care of the world, to every human being, every animal, to the earth, that this is what we're called to do as Christians. Amen.